Hello, and welcome to another episode of Healthy Minds. Today, I've got two guests with me. Can you introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Shannon Sipes. I work at Humanum. I'm the staff development manager, so I am in charge of hiring everybody that works for our department and then training them to do their jobs.
Great. She helped train me. So, all right, our other guest.
My name is Anita Cager. I also work at Humanum. I am a community support specialist. So I do case management for individuals with mental illnesses. I help get them access to resources throughout the community, entitlement, benefits, help schedule appointments, you name it, I do it.
Great. Okay, so today's topic is self-care. And I think we're going to share a little bit about why we're all here talking about self-care. So if you want to lead us off, Shannon.
All right. Well, I feel self-care is important just because I don't do it well. I know it would probably benefit me in many ways, but I tend to get wrapped up in other priorities in my life, and I forget to take care of myself. So being a part of this is important to me because it's also a reminder for me of what I need to do for myself.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm right there with Shannon. I do not do enough self-care. You know, with my job, I get burnt out, I get overwhelmed. I'm involved with a lot of people's lives and they're, you know, doing well. So I don't take the time to really take care of myself at the end of the day.
Okay. And I'm talking about self-care because just like these ladies here, I also sometimes suck at doing it. And, you know, it's also important to remember, especially as we are going through daylight savings time and we're getting into the holiday season and winter and it's starting to get darker and colder. It's really important to practice self-care at this time of the year. And so we want to make sure that everybody is aware that, you know, this happens because sometimes people are surprised. You know, oh, why do I feel so crummy? It's because you haven't done anything for yourself in quite some time. Or, you know, it's because you can't get outside and get that precious vitamin D or whatever you need to do. And so let's talk about what self-care is kind of portrayed as. So when we think of self-care or we hear about it in the media, what do we think of?
I always think of bubble baths with the nice warm water and a glass of wine. Is that okay to say? that's what I think of personally.
I think of somebody sitting on the beach, lounging, maybe taking a nap in the sun or reading. Because yeah. I can just go do that anytime.
Right. Definitely. I think it's totally appropriate at 1 o'clock in the afternoon when you're at work to pop out a bubble bath or yeah. just sit on the beach, right? And so it's important to note that self-care is not just bubble baths or it's not just sitting on the beach. And we're going to talk about the importance of all the different types of self-care. And I just want to throw this in there because I think it's funny. But the Parks and Rec Treat Yourself 2009, because that's how long ago it was. But that's a funny way that the media kind of portrays self-care. And it often is seen as selfish or indulgent. And that's not the case with true practical self-care. So we're going to talk about why self-care is important to help alleviate stress. And I'm going to hand it over to Anita.
So I think it's important that, you know, before we talk about the different types of self-care, it's important to understand how that stress takes a toll on our body. So with that being said, let's get physical, physical. I want to get physical. Sorry, didn't have my tea this morning, y'all. So one of the major body parts is your heart, the cardiovascular system. It's important to know, like, if you have high blood pressure or a high respiratory rate, that can cause your arteries in your heart to weaken over time, which can in turn lead to a heart attack. In regards to your skin, you might experience hair loss, brittle nails, dry skin, which is due to a loss of water over time, but you can also get acne, which is due to an increase in your body's oil production due to the stress. You may also see a delay in tissue repair, so those cuts and scrapes that you get may take a little longer to heal. And then your good old belly, there's some issues there sometimes too. You may see a decrease in nutrient absorption, but also an increase in nutrient excretion. Then in regards to the elimination of some things, you can see diarrhea or constipation, as well as nausea, bloating, and heartburn as well due to the increase of acid that's building up in your stomach. Then in regards to our immune system, there's a decreased immune function. So in turn, this leads to increased risk of being sick or getting infection. So also there's increased recovery time. So that little common cold that you get, it may linger around a little longer than you want it to. And then there's our good old brain. You might experience concentration issues, some brain fog where things just a little foggy in your brain, some memory issues, also headaches. And save this for last, but our reproductive system has some issues as well sometimes. Both men and women might experience decreased libido. Our females may see some menstruation issues due to the fluctuation in the hormones that can throw off a female cycle. And then our men, they may have some issues too, maybe like erectile dysfunction. Also, for both men and females, they may see some fertility issues, so it may be a little more difficult for them to conceive.
Thank you for our comprehensive stress breakdown. Just a quick way to think about this is when you think of all these, you know, and forgive me here, but all the old white men that are keeling over at 60 from heart attack and stress, and they tend to be in pretty high positions with their organization, their CEOs, their directors, et cetera. Their stress is literally killing them. Mm-hmm. And so it's really important that we talk about ways to alleviate or prevent stress. So let's get intentional about practicing.
So there is a quote from the website, The Mighty. What social workers and other people don't often tell you is that self-care can be completely terrible. Self-care includes a lot of adulting and activities you want to put off indefinitely. Self-care sometimes means making tough decisions which you fear others will judge. Self-care involves asking for help. It involves vulnerability. It involves being painfully honest with yourself and your loved ones about what you need. So I would just, speaking for myself, that struggle is very, very real. I am constantly telling myself that I need to do things to take care of myself, but I also put them on the back burner. I prioritize other things almost to avoid self-care because I feel guilty doing anything to take care of myself, which I know it should not be that way, but it is.
Yeah. There's a common misconception that self-care is selfish. And when you're talking about taking bubble baths at 1 p.m. in the afternoon, I would maybe agree that, you know, that's probably not the best time to do that. But just like all things, you can schedule and make time for yourself because, you know, you can't do anything else if you're not taking care of yourself. So share with us a couple of ways maybe that you avoid the struggle or beat the struggle here.
So I think probably weekends are good for me. Weekends are an opportunity that I take where I don't work and I spend some time on myself. Sometimes that's sleeping, napping, if that's what my body feels like it needs. Other times it can be reading, watching TV, watching movies. I love to watch movies. I have been known to go to the gym on occasion,
what?
On a weekend. I know. And it's really been a while. We won't even go there right now. Yoga classes. I enjoy yoga classes. I try to do workshops on the weekends when I let myself. So those are some different things that I do.
Okay, great. So thank you. So I know that we talked about time management being a real key thing. And so for Shannon, she's opting to push all her self-care for the weekend.
Which probably isn't the best thing to do. I know. Because by the end of the week, I'm exhausted.
Right.
And I can't even exercise the best self-care I should on the weekends because I'm so tired from just pushing and pushing through the week and not taking any time for myself.
Right. And, you know, using a bubble bath as an example, that's a pretty like time intensive thing if you're doing it right, right?
So, well, yeah, so the temperature has to be just right. You've got to pour the salts. You got to get the right amount of bubbles. I mean, there is a lot involved. You have to make sure you can find a way to get in the bath without getting your book wet.
And get out too eventually.
And, yeah.
Sometimes that's rough.
So we're going to talk about maybe less time intensive ways that we can practice self-care, you know, because really you can practice self-care in a minute, in 2 minutes, 5, 10, or you can go the whole shebang and do an hour long bubble bath if you want. But some really quick ways, and I'm very guilty of this, is I'm literally holding my phone at this exact moment, is we are all so attached to our phones, to social media, and it is a huge time suck. I actually downloaded this app called Moment, and it tracks what you do on your phone. And then it tells you what you do on your phone. That's really scary to look at the end of the day because it tells you you spent this amount of time on the Facebook app or this amount of time on the Instagram app. And you're like, what?
I know. Ugh. iPhone just upgraded. One of their last upgrades, they do the same thing. And so every Sunday you get a report.
Ooh.
No.
Yeah. And you look at that and, oh, no, there's no way.
Right?
I did? Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah. So if you want to be scared, you know, have an iPhone or download this Moment app, and you actually can set goals for yourself on this app, which I think is pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
You can say, like, I want to use Facebook for only 2 hours this week instead of, you know, a number I'm not going to share with y'all. Or there's another one called Off Time, and it actually blocks you from using the apps for a certain amount of time, which is pretty neat. So if you are a constant Facebook checker, you can block Facebook for 2 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, et cetera, which is pretty helpful. Things that are good on your phone are a couple of apps that I just want to give a shout out to. So one is Calm.com. I love it. It does guided meditations. It's got soothing white noise. There's like beach. That's my favorite. There's a couple of them. I think I do like tropical beach at sunset or something. And you just watch. You can watch the waves. There's the sound. There's the seagulls. And you just kind of like sit there and bliss out for a moment, which I've done. I've been like, I have 2 minutes and I'm really stressed, so I'm going to just stare at this synthetic beach for 2 minutes because I can't get to the real beach and sit on it, you know, and I can't put my feet in the sand, but I can sit here and think about it. Another app that's really useful is Headspace. And that's a great meditation app. And then this new one that I've been trying out is #selfcare. It's really cute. There's little activities you do in it. And so, like, you can pet a cat. You can pull clouds away from the moon. You can do, like, a goofy Scrabble. You can sort laundry, which was a weird one. But there's no, like, winning or losing. So you just check in and there's some quiet music in the background. It's kind of nice to accomplish something, even if it's virtual, because I did not sort my laundry in real life. But that's okay, because I did it on this app. And I just think it's kind of neat. So other things that we can talk about, maybe let's talk about the news for a moment. So I don't know about you guys, but I find it really toxic to turn into the news lately because there's a lot of division. And even yesterday, one of my cousins posted something like a joke about Democrats have no brain. And I was like, that's, you know, that's almost racist in nature. Yeah. Like you're breaking it down to you're upset about a whole group of people you know nothing about. And I was just sitting there staring at it for a while. And I opted to just snooze this cousin for 30 days because I was like, I don't want to look at it. Right. Mm-hmm. I don't want to think about it. And I was really upset about some joke that he posted on his Facebook, which, he lives in a more rural area out in Ohio, and it makes sense that he's conservative, but it was hurtful to read this, and it kind of changed the flavor of my day, to be honest. I was a little shocked. So I actually made a rule for myself a couple years ago when the news started turning that I would only look at headlines, and if I started to get upset, I would turn off the news or I would stop looking at that website, just because I didn't want to be affected all day by some of the things that we're seeing that are truly horrible. And I'm not trying to put my head in the sand, but at the same time, you have to take care of yourself. So I think you both shared with me that you don't even look at the news anymore.
Mm-hmm. I stopped watching completely. I took the apps off my phones. I mean, for me, the local news is more depressing than the national news these days. Part of my self-care for one.
I look at... I occasionally look through the headlines. What I do need is I need to know what the celebrities are doing.
Me too. So, TMZ.
Yeah. I mean, that is my guilty pleasure. That's my self-care, in fact, is I will look at what the celebrities are doing, who's together, who broke up.
Yeah.
But I do not want to hear about all the horrific things happening in Baltimore City right now.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So let's talk about other self-care. So what do you got for me, Anita?
So, I think it's important that we make sure that we are involved in being in relationships with our friends or a significant other, whatever the case may be. So I always think it's important to, have a date night or a girl's night. I love a good girl's night. I can't lie. You got to make sure that you're not neglecting the other people around you. Make sure that you keep them involved in your life. We have busy schedules. So, make sure that you don't isolate yourself and that you partake in your relationship and whatever that may be, and take that as a self-care.
Just piggybacking off of Anita, I would actually physically schedule the time with myself.
Yeah.
And I jokingly kind of fell apart, sadly. But I started a book club. And that was nice because I had a set time every month that I knew I was going to check in with my friends. We were theoretically going to talk about books, although that didn't normally happen. It'd be like 5 minutes. Did you read it? No. What's going on with work? Right. And so that kind of fell apart. But I like to schedule with myself. I don't normally clue my friends in. So sorry if you're listening, I'm ruining the magic. But I like to set a quota for myself. Like, I'm going to make sure I see Shannon, like, once this month, or I'm going to make sure that I check in on Anita twice via text or whatever. I kind of set my own goals for myself. That's because I find that when I get really overwhelmed, I forget about my friends that aren't physically in front of me. And since I work from my house, that's pretty much all of them now. So I'm pretty guilty of accidentally forgetting people just because I get caught up in my own things. But yeah, anyway, so what do you got for me, Shannon?
So something else that we may not really think about is taking care of ourselves medically as well. So by that, I mean doing your annual checkup, getting your eyes checked, going to the dentist. A lot of times these things feel like chores, which I can understand, but they are very good for you. And if you're struggling with a lot of stress, you're not taking care of yourself, they can be opportunities for somebody to advise you and help you as well, and give you advice on some small changes that you can make so that you do feel better. In terms of, you know, taking care of your body, I think, I mean, Halloween, we just had Halloween, and unfortunately, I had a lot of leftover Reese's. Those Reese's are now all gone. So sometimes we cope with stress by eating. A lot of times we like to eat junk food. And I think it's okay as long as you do so in moderation and just really watch yourself. So
yeah, I would agree. I had a lot of leftover mini Snickers because I got 5 trick-or-treaters total. 5, guys. That was a terrible choice. So I bought the really big bag of candy and I had 5 trick-or-treaters and I was literally chasing them down my driveway to try to give them more, and that didn't go over too well. Kids were like, what is this lady doing?
They're
please
not coming back next
candy.
Year.
No, they're not. I'll have like 2 next right. year. And I actually went and shut them away in a Tupperware container because I was like, I'm gonna just,
oh, good for you.
I'm gonna have too much fun with this. So I allot myself like 2 or 3.
That's amazing. Willpower.
We'll check in with me in a couple of weeks and we'll see. We'll see how that's doing. Okay, so let's talk about financial self-care, because that's one that people don't frequently think of. And I think we're probably literally everybody is guilty of maybe not practicing the best financial self-care. So I know you guys all know you got to pay your bills. You got to make sure you have enough money for fun money. You got to, you know, pay your internet, your phone, whatever else, your rent, your car, your insurance. That's a lot of stuff, right? And it's not very fun. But I'm huge on scheduling time with myself. I have calendar things that pop up and say, like, you know, pay your credit card or pay your car bill. But I also have one that I do once a month that says, you know, evaluate your budget, Julie, which is kind of ridiculous that I put that in my phone that way. But whatever it takes, right? So I laugh at how amazingly witty I am. And then I sit down and I look at my mint.com and I look at my bank accounts and I look at what projects I have coming up and what money flow I'm expecting. And, you know, am I going on vacation? Do I have to save, et cetera? And I just kind of plan, and it sucks, but I feel so much better when it's done. You know, I always, you know, promote doing like direct deposit and trying to set up different accounts. So like, you don't have to think about it. Like, this is my bill account, this is my fun account, if you can that way. And another thing that we should talk about is professional self-care. And I know that sounds really strange. And this is a lot of different things, but I'm just going to give you the overview. So professional self-care means that, you know, your profession shouldn't be your entire identity. And I think that's really tough for people because we typically introduce ourselves as, you know, hi, I'm Julie. I'm, you know, the founder of Inquiring Minds, right? And people are like, oh, tell me about that. And we're really interested in talking about work, I think, as a society. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to separate yourself from that. And I'm not saying it can't be part of your identity, but I am saying it shouldn't maybe be the first thing you say about yourself. And that's hard because that'll require a whole societal change for introducing. And so for you all listening, I'm assuming many of you are students, you know, try to think of other ways that you can introduce yourself versus like, hi, I'm Bob. I'm a student at HCC, because that kind of falls in there. Another professional self-care tip that I have for you guys is to learn how to set your limits appropriately with your boss, because I think that all 3 of us sitting here have been guilty of, you know, just saying yes and then getting stressed and then working more hours to try to make it up instead of just being honest and upfront and saying, I don't actually have enough time to do that with everything else that I have on my plate. Can you please help me prioritize, or can you help me figure out if I can give this to somebody else, or, you know, just kind of taking care of yourself that way. So those are my two professional self-care tips.
I think that's a great point that you made, is being honest and open with your supervisor and saying, you know, I don't know if I can do this, mm-hmm. but can you help me? You know, so you're not coming across as, I'm not going to do what you tell me to do, right. but you're saying, I need help. I've got all of this on my plate. Mm-hmm. Can you help me prioritize that? I love that.
Yeah. Good. You should maybe practice it yourself.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. I know. It's easier said than done. All of this is. Okay. So I know that Shannon wanted to talk about me time a little bit.
So I think it's really important to schedule time for yourself, by yourself. And that can be whatever works for you. If it's a bubble bath, if it's, I said earlier, reading a book or watching a movie, if you're disciplined enough and I give you mad credit, like to sit down and meditate for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. If it's doing yoga stretches in your bedroom, whatever it takes. Sometimes I love me time with my dog. It helps me de-stress a bit.
Yeah. And I think, like you said, scheduling it is really important, and it helps mm-hmm. me get through other things. Like if I'm dreading something, you know, planning to snuggle my dog or, you know, be a blanket burrito is literally my favorite thing.
Yeah. There's a saying that you can't pour from an empty cup. And I think that's true. We need to be there for others. We want to be there for others all the time. But if we don't take care of ourselves, then our cup is going to be empty and we can't help others, mm-hmm. which is in our nature to do, especially with the jobs that we're in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's share a couple other tips maybe.
So it's important not to let the stress that you go through define who you are or your job, or just make sure that you don't get overwhelmed in the stress. It's easy to be like, hi, my name is stressed out. You know, that's just who you are. But don't let it get like that. You know, we all have pretty stressful occupations. So it's important to have that self-care and to take the time for yourself. And don't be so consumed in stress and let that run how you live your everyday life or how you deal with other people throughout the day or week, whatever it may be.
I like to share that you have to accept your limits. And this is really difficult for me since I am very type A, super organized, very motivated. I'm going to get everything done. And then at the end of the day, I'm really frazzled. I'm an empty cup. And so I like to know where I'm at and what I can do. And I've gotten better, not amazing, but I've gotten better at recognizing when I'm adding too many things to my plate. So for instance, last week and this week are really busy for me. And I am so looking forward to next week when it's slower. And I've been trying to make sure that I don't do this to myself again, because I'm just doing way too much this week. And Shannon has one.
Yeah. So sometimes we can't avoid stressful situations. We're stressed, we're anxious, but we know we have to go and do whatever it is. We have to give a presentation. We have to go into a meeting. So trying to change your mindset, which I'll be the first to admit is very difficult to do, but trying to change your mindset when you go into a situation that feels stressful. So if that means, you know, taking a few deep breaths before you go in to try and calm yourself down, maybe trying to rechannel that energy. So I had a former coworker who she would dance or do jumping jacks before she was going to go into a stressful situation or a situation that she felt nervous about. And it was kind of a way of changing where that stress was coming from, kind of getting it out of her system. I know Julie has shared that she likes to do some power yoga poses before.
I do.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If that works for you, that's great.
Great.
And then also maybe reward yourself, thinking about ways that you can reward yourself. So I have this presentation. It's a 15-minute presentation. What can I do for myself once I've gotten through that? Mm-hmm. And that can help push you through that stress and anxiety as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's switch gears because we're heading towards the end of our episode here. So we want to talk about, now that we've talked about all the different ways you can do things, and I should stress that self-care is so very individualized. So what I do is different from what Shannon does, mm-hmm. is different from what you, the listener, may do, is different from what Anita may do. But something that we know from research, from science, is that you need to be able to see your goals. And so there's two ways you can do it, probably more than that, but two ways we're going to talk about. One, which is vision boards, and I love them because I'm arts and craftsy, or writing a hard plan out, like just writing down your goal. And that can be something forever, like this is something I'm going to do as a preventative thing, or it could be something like when I'm really stressed, I should do one of these five things. And so let's talk about vision boards for a second.
So yes, you are very arts and crafty. So I enjoy vision boards. I actually have a couple for myself. I am not an arts and crafts person. So, well, I have found websites where you can create vision boards and then print them out for yourself or whatever works for you. And so I can still achieve a vision board without being arts and crafty. I don't have to sit and cut out of a magazine. They can get glue and my hands all sticky. Like, I just don't want to go there.
That's causing you stress.
It is. It stresses me to make a vision board. I was just kind of like brainstorming before we started and we were talking about vision boards. And I was thinking to myself, like, you know what? I should make a vision board, take a picture of it and make it the background on my phone. Mm-hmm. So it's always there. Like I can always see it. Yeah. So.
And for vision boards, we used to do this with our young adults that we worked with in our Healthy Transitions program. They would cut pictures out of a magazine. This is what Shannon's referring to. And they would have glue sticks and we would all just be stuck to things. And it was great. And they would put stuff down. They would put some stuff down. Like some of them are talking about graduating college. Some of them are talking about, you know, I remember one young man cut out all these really well-dressed men out of a magazine and put them everything. And we asked him to explain his vision board. And he was like, I'm just going to be a snazzy dresser. And I was like, all right, cool. You do you, right? And I was like, so how are you going to do that? And he was like, well, obviously I'm going to be a baller. And I was like, obviously, right? And he wasn't able to really tell me how he was going to ball, so to speak. But he had goals. And I just thought it was really fun. I like doing that activity with, especially with the younger population that might be a little more enthusiastic about the glue sticks and kind of working on having that visual reminder of your goals. And I would also say that it's important to revisit it from time to time because your goals are going to change through life. So I did one when I started doing this with them and that, gosh, was like 4 years ago or something. And I was laughing because I found it in my files the other day and I pulled it out and I was like cracking up. I was like, oh my God, I was like a baby when I made this. And obviously I'm so much older and wiser now, right?
Oh, did I laugh out loud?
Oh, thanks, Shannon. Thanks. Okay, so SMART goals, and I'm just going to tell you guys to Google it because we don't really have enough time to go into it, and it's kind of boring, honestly, but it's essentially saying that you're going to be specific and timely. So saying, I want to be a baller is not a SMART goal. If we were going to help this young man write it, it would say, I'm going to make a salary of, I don't know, what's balling salary?
$100,000.
All right, we're going for $100,000. We're going to make a salary of $100,000 by the age of 30. That would be an excellent SMART goal. If you wanted to get more specific, you could say, by completing my college degree, by getting an internship at, I don't even know where you make $100,000. But anyway, that's how you work on the SMART goals. I like having SMART goals because if you say something like, I'm going to be a baller, that's a wish. That's not a goal. That's not an actionable item. Mm-hmm. And so I would encourage you all to make vision boards, to write SMART goals, and to have it handy. Put it on the back of your phone screen to save it as a picture, carry it around with you. Some of the young ladies would fold it up and stuff it in their wallet. Not the vision board because that was too thick, but like the goals. And they just referenced it from time to time. They may have thrown it out later. I don't know. They might have been humoring me, but the important thing is they tried. Okay, so we've talked a lot about self-care, and you know that we always do a self-care send-off at the end of every episode, but we're going to change things up because those have normally been like nice, fluffy things, and as we know, self-care is not just nice, fluffy things, so I'm going to challenge you guys to share something that you've been putting off, so some practical self-care that you're going to do in the next month.
All right, you're looking at me.
I am.
So my original answer, I'm actually going to change.
Oh, no.
I know. But after going through this, I feel like a goal that I'd like to set for myself is not say yes all the time.
Okay.
So to actually think about things, is this something that I can realistically take on without pushing myself too far? So that's...
You're going to work on saying no.
I'm going to work on saying no.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm Wasn't excited. There a movie? No, that was Yes with Jim Carrey.
Yes.
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 No.
It was
No. That was a fun movie. And I think it's pretty eye-opening. You guys should watch that movie. All right, Anita, what are you going
to
be doing?
I'm going to try to take some time to myself and give myself 30 minutes of meditation with some aromatherapy going on. Ooh. I got some good diffusing oils. Ooh. So I'm going to try like maybe three.
When?
Well, we're going to go small with 3 times a week.
Okay.
Got a lot going on. But
so when can I check on you this week?
What's the day?
Monday.
Check on me Friday.
Friday. I'm going to say you've done one. Yeah.
At least
one. Okay, cool. For me, I switched health insurances this summer, and that's when I normally get my physical checkup. And I've been just dreading picking a new doctor because it's just, you have this relationship, right? Mm-hmm. And you're like, I have to go through all the stuff again. So I am going to finally schedule my physical checkup before Christmas. Okay, give myself some time. Anyway, so thank you all for listening. Thank you for joining me, Shannon and Anita. And I am wishing you all good mental health.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.